What an honor. What an honor it is to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
This is my son, Hudson. Say hi.
Hi.
Hello, Hudson. Okay, I am going to... So it's 10:14 now. I'm going to start recording. It is recording. And yeah, we'll I'll put an intro and everything else in there and all that jazz.
My son, he loves the camera too. So.
Oh no, I growing up, I was a camera kid myself. But my family used to tell me, quit recording everything. But now they're happy that I recorded everything because
yes,
we have all those cool videos.
Yeah.
Same.
Exactly. But anyway. This is just this is a laid back. I wanted to get to know you. I want to give you a chance to tell the world who you are, what you do, and promote yourself.
Well, first and foremost, I'm a very proud father of this amazing 3-year-old right here, my son Hudson. I'm just blessed beyond words. He is my number one focus, and aside from that, I'm a professional fingerboarder. So okay. What that is I love skateboarding, but I do it miniature. It's like skateboarding, but it's miniaturized. And I've been doing this along with skateboarding for over 25 years. And you'll have to forgive me, my son. Can you please go over here, sweetie pie? Thank you. So I've been fingerboarding and skateboarding for over 25 years. My brother-in-law was actually the one that got me into both. He got me my first setup, my first big board, and my first tech deck at the time. He took me over to KB Toys when that was around. And I remember scooping up a handful of tech decks and thinking, whoa, these are really cool. Because back then they made them with the metal trucks and everything. And
do they no longer make them with the metal?
They made them differently, you know. Everything changes over time. You know, I think that everything has their pluses and minuses. Okay. Honestly, every brand and every little thing has a plus and a minus, whether old or new. And Tech Deck has definitely been pretty consistent with the good over the years.
That's good.
But yeah, so he sparked that in me, and I just took off. I couldn't stop. I love skateboarding, and just kind of immersed myself in it. And but really picked up on the fingerboarding, which is the miniaturized version of skateboarding. And so this is what I do now. I'm getting ready at the end of this month to go compete in the USA Fingerboard League competition in Philly. And it's for a shot at Germany right now for the world championship, which they're going to be holding later this year. So I am in the running right now to potentially go to Germany for the world championship. So we'll see how this month, the end of this month plays out. I've got to be competing best run, best trick, and game of skate. And these are all timed events, very much like Street League is with skateboarding. So you have like a best trick, and that'll be, you know, they'll give you 45 seconds or a minute. And you have that allotted amount of time to pull off your best trick, and it's based on style and consistency. How long did it take you to get it? Did you get it first try? All of that stuff really counts, and they grade it. You've got like literally over 100 people just all around you. These pro tables, you know, down to the 3D printing. There's so many out there that are making like the miniaturized parks, the stairs, the rails, the bowls, the cool like California style surfboard. Sweetie, okay?
So like you're they're okay, making babe? Their own, they're designing their own half pipes and stuff like that. Then
yes, yeah. In the level of attention to detail is insane, and it's so cool. And I didn't find out about, like, really, because now let me back up. I have been fingerboarding for like 25 years, but it wasn't until about 4 years ago, coming up on five years, that I found this incredible fingerboard community. I literally had no idea. It's like I was like blind the whole time, which I had been focused on a bunch of other things too, and just skated and everything. But I was amazed, like, how I had gone this long without really knowing the amazingness that was going on without me. So when I found out that there was more than just going and getting a tech deck at Target or Walmart, you know, there were people that make their own boards. And they make their own little shoes, and they make the clothes and everything. And like, I saw that, and I got hooked, and I was like, my God, how have I missed this? Like, I've been able to fingerboard, but then it wasn't until probably closer to five years ago that I really started to focus in on it. And I made it a priority to learn everything that I could about the culture, and do my best to try to leave a positive mark on it. You know, I haven't been in it like some of these people have been in the actual scene for the entirety. I've been behind the scenes this whole time up until like 4 years ago. Then that's when like I finally like saw all this cool stuff that I was missing out on. And so yes, now I'm very much a part of it. I call it the Fingerverse. I'm self-taught on a lot of these things from observing other people's processes and everything. I've tried various things and seeing what works, what doesn't work, and I make my own boards now. And like my friend, he 3D prints these little board rails. Oh, that's nice. These glow in the dark. And my friend over in Spain makes these trucks. They're amazing. Some of the best trucks in fingerboarding world are from Caramel Fingerboards and Black River Trucks. These companies are the top, and like as far as like quality goes. And you know, then you've got everybody that's putting their love and energy into their own decks too, which I could show you. I could show you all of these boards and stuff that have been made by so many amazing people that have gifted to me. And
that's nice. And the board that you gifted me, it was amazing. I absolutely appreciated it. Love it. It's on display in my office.
Yes, so it
stays there. Yeah, and you speak of community. Community is a big thing, you know. Community is a big thing, and it's good that you found that community. You found a grouping of people that, you know, can be supportive.
And I want to speak like when I say I found them. You know, that community was there with the skateboarding community. You know, I've been skateboarding the whole time, but what I guess I didn't have an idea is that there was that same thing going on at the miniaturized level, and yeah, even more so. And it seems to be getting even bigger year by year now. There's more and more people, all ages and ethnicities, backgrounds, all of it, all coming together, and nothing else matters when we're all together and we have this. And it is the most fun to go out and be around the other fingerboarders out there and just to feel, because there is a feeling of apprehension and like being a little worried about what people are going to think of you, you know, and you get that feeling when you go out to these things. There are those that they haven't loosened up yet. And see, that's what I want to do, is be that, like, maybe the catalyst or whatever that helps loosen up like a lot of the community that I know is there. To get out there and be in the open, and don't be afraid of, yeah, you, you're probably going to get made fun of. It happens. Everybody gets made fun of, you know, but it's how you deal with it. Just do what you love, do what you're passionate about. And, you know, and that resonates.
No, I get it. I mean, I'm sure that there's going to be at least 10 to 20 comments on this first video where people are going to make fun. But the point is I'm doing something that, you know, we are doing something that we want to do. You know,
yes.
It's about
like this. I'm incredibly stoked on. I've never been on a podcast, and here I am. I'm on a podcast, and this is the coolest honor ever. And so I appreciate it.
Like you said, it all comes down to community, and community was something that I found when the pandemic started, and I realized that there was a podcasting community out there. I had never been on one. I have never done one, literally until this day. Wow. And like the last 6 months, I have been planning this out, and I've been figuring out what do I want to do, what kind of equipment do I need to get, what, you know, how do I need to go about this, and I've been asking people that have been doing this for years and how to go about it, and getting advice from people far wiser than I. And I decided there was a conversation I had had with Larry Nemechek through text. He had, I don't know if you know who he is. Larry Nemechek is a Star Trek fan. He's written, I'm looking over at a few of his books right now.
Oh, but, very cool.
But he had thanked me for sharing a video of his, but the terminology he used, he said, "Thank you for boosting my signal."
And oh,
I like that.
That stuck.
I was like, yeah. So that's what this is. This is about boosting the signal. I want the world to know about you. I want the world to know about everybody else.
And it's funny because I want the world, not necessarily like, yes, I, of course I like being, you know, in front of a camera, but I want the world to be able to see the amazing community. And if it's through me that they can, that people come across it, then cool. You know, that's what I'm here for. 'Cause it's super dope. You know, just like I know the podcast community, you find it when you find that thing, and it just fits so well. And I'm excited. I'm excited about fingerboarding. I'm excited about toys. 'Cause you know, there's a toy community out there too. And they're like, I love toys. And so it's like, well, miniature world, how can I incorporate all this into what I love? And so it's been a lot of trying to, of constantly thinking of, you know, what might be different.
Yeah. Now, you were talking about the competition coming up.
Yes.
Is this something that can be seen by others? Are you?
Yes. So the USA Fingerboarding League, they have a podcast, and they also live stream their events, probably on their YouTube channel, as well as their other social platforms. I believe they're on TikTok, but more active on Instagram. Same handle, USA Fingerboard League. And sorry, my son's singing.
That's okay. As long as he doesn't hit with a violation for, you know, copyrighted songs, we're okay.
I think Twinkle Little Star is that's public, isn't it?
Checks notes. Yeah, we're safe. Yeah.
We're safe. But they do live stream the competitions. I want to say that they live stream them on their YouTube channel.
Okay.
And so yes, that is definitely something that will be happening this weekend. They'll be in Portland, Oregon. They're on the road right now to Portland for the competition there. They're on their international tour or whatever. And so they're Portland, Oregon, and then next weekend they'll be in Philly, where I'll be making.
So by the time this airs and this is online, you will be going to Philly that coming weekend.
Cool. Yes. I will be preparing my mind, body, and soul for the ultimate fingerboarding champion ship rounds.
Something about that reminded me of Friends. I think about that episode of Friends when
I love Friends.
When Jon Favreau wanted to be the ultimate fighting champion, and he
yes, like, oh, yeah. Jon Favreau's the best too.
Like, let me ask you this: am I the ultimate fingerboarding champion? It was like, no.
Yes. I have my let's see. Let me show you. And
oh wow.
Three-time USA Fingerboard League champion.
Oh, I dig it. That's awesome.
Funny enough, the first one I went to, I got first place. The second one I got second place, and the third I got third. But wow. I got 1, 2, 3 in each in different categories. So that's pretty cool.
It's consistency.
Yeah.
Now I wouldn't I can't technically be a Star Trek podcast if I don't ask you if you have any love of Star Trek.
I love Star Trek. Oh, as a matter of fact, I have my original USS Enterprise. Let me show you.
Oh, still works. Wow. Is it still the original batteries?
No, these are new batteries. I cleaned it and put some fresh batteries in, but yes, I have the picture somewhere of me opening this on my birthday.
Oh.
But yes, I love this. I have this. I've got what's that?
Oh, yeah, hey, that looks familiar.
That looks familiar. Yes, I've been keeping all my Skybox Trek cards.
Oh, excellent.
In here, so I've got them all.
Now, what set is that? Because I don't have that set.
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't have it in any kind of order.
Like
it
on
says,
the.
It says it's a the Skybox Master Series 1993.
Oh, okay. Year. It's a year before the ones I'm opening.
Oh, cool. Yes. Yeah. These are 93. I really like this con. I really like con.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. That's a good one.
Ricardo Esteban. Oh, very
I'm
cool.
almost done opening all of the 94 Master Series cards. I have 4 packs left, and then I'm moving on to something else. I bought another set of cards. Yeah, I see a couple of figures.
Yes. I've got some of the
I like that
original Trek toys, but I haven't been brave enough to open them though. I'm too scared.
No,
I have Geordi. I really want to open him and see if his visor comes off. But
there are some that the visor comes off. My buddy Jason ended up gifting me, like, oh, we're talking 5 years ago. He gifted one to me that had the removable visor. And I haven't opened it up yet, but I've been debating on it.
Because, oh man, that's tough. Yeah, that's one of the hardest things I have is trying to decide if I'm going to open something or not. It's really tough.
No, I kind of came to the conclusion recently. You know, I'm in my late 40s. I've had a lot of these for 30 plus years, and I don't really see me ever selling them. My son has no interest in Star Trek, so I don't think it's going to be something that gets passed down to him. And so I could, I'm just going to open them, put them on display, and
yes,
you know, enjoy them. I like doing the photo photography. It gives me something to take pictures with.
Same. You know, I really enjoy taking pictures of toys, and that's one thing that I haven't really, I guess, figured out, like, at least on the social platforms, because, like, I love taking pictures of toys, and I think that I could, I don't know. I just don't know how to go about incorporating the photos in a fun way with you know, my niche and what I do that'll you know, resonate with other communities, because ultimately that's what I want to do, is get everyone out there pick up a fingerboard. And but in order to do that, I've got to appeal to everyone.
I have ideas I can help you with, but we'll talk when we're not being recorded, because I don't want to give these ideas to everybody. But
oh yes,
yeah,
they must know.
It's like I can help you out with a couple ideas there. Okay, then outside of that, I guess I'm trying to think of where we could go from here. I was like, I could talk Star Trek all day. Unfortunately,
Star Trek is incredible, and it has really been a major part of my childhood. My mom is a huge Next Generation fan, and she could tell me the story. She told me the stories multiple times of watching the first episode of Star Trek, like as it was airing and all of that. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. And but one thing that I'm thankful for is the overexposure of Star Trek that I got. She really, really got me into the 60s, the original Trek. And with the Columbia House, you used to be able to sign up and you'd get like a movie in the mail.
Yeah.
Like every month, I believe it was, you get a mystery video tape. And she had signed me up to get all the Star Trek ones. And I'm so glad that she has the whole collection right now. But yes, they used to come, I don't know if you can see it here.
Oh yeah, I can see that. But yeah. Yes,
they used to come in the mail like this with two episodes on them. And, but I do have the whole collection now, but it was something about just watching those, and I would watch the episodes over and over again, because you know I'd have a whole month or so, and I only two episodes, so yeah. And I really loved the original series, and I got into Next Generation probably a little bit later. I mean, I had the toys and stuff, but I really just have a strong memory of binging the original series.
Well, that's good. Yeah,
I've always been a big fan of Shatner and Leonard Nimoy, and they're icons, and the performances. I've always been a fan of Shatner's exaggerated style, and I like to pull from that from time to time, because I mean it's the best.
Right. No, I completely get it.
Sometimes you just have to do it. I don't know.
The Columbia House VHS is something that I never had. I remember when they were coming out. I'll share advertisements and stuff of different things. I do have the old advertisings from those to share. I'll get around to eventually. It's always trying to find context for it. My first exposure was, and I don't know how old you are, so I'm gonna.
Neither do I.
Oh, there you go. See, yeah. But like,
no, I'm 35.
35. Okay, so in the early 1980s, my mom had a RCA disc player, and it was like record size.
Yes,
but like you put it into the machine and pull it out, and it like sucked the disc out of it, and it played these movies, and we had the Menagerie that was the only Star Trek that I had to watch for like a couple of years. So that was all there was. So I have literally seen the Menagerie more than I've seen any other episode of Star Trek, period.
Yeah. They had the Talosians.
Yes. Well, yeah, but technically the Talosians came from the cage, which was the original pilot.
Yes. Before.
And what they did was they incorporated scenes from the pilot into the menagerie. But the cage wasn't seen publicly until 86.
Whoa.
Now I do have those on VHS. I've shared those a couple of years ago. I have the original black and white print and I have the color on VHS, and those are I love those.
That's so cool.
Can't see it now, but I have a VCR hooked up just in case I ever want to watch them, you know.
For any time I moved the camera to try to show you.
I didn't think you had a forehead anymore. I started to wonder if you had a forehead.
There it is.
All right. I can see a biker mice from Mars there. We love our Mistel figures.
Yes, subliminal messaging. Yes. Finest. What's up, Brian?
I got to tell you, I'm really excited for Brian and Nacelle's Star Trek line.
Oh, my goodness. So am I. I pre-ordered Sulu.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's a good one to start with.
Oh, yes. Yes. Now, I definitely have plans on adding the rest of the wave. I had to secure Sulu.
I kind of went about it a different way. Like, my wife told me, you know, she's like, okay, look, you don't need the toys. I was like, I don't need them, but I want them, you know.
Need the toys.
Okay. I know. So she's like, well, if you get rid of things, you can get it. And I'm like, I'll get rid of a lot of things. And I was like, don't you worry about that. You know, I was like, but wave one, I've secured wave one. It's pre-ordered. It's ready to go. I'm waiting on the wave two order. It's like, take my money. I'm ready.
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm most excited about the accessories because, like, I mean, they're going wild. They're going wild with the accessories over at Nacelle. I'm telling you, like,
the one,
if they're as fun and awesome as like just the accessories that are packed in like the biker mice,
yeah,
it's gonna be fun.
The one accessory, if I could pick one accessory, I'm super excited about. And it was recently announced at STLV, and that is the arch that comes with Geordi LaForge, and where you get the holodeck arch.
Oh,
and
yes.
Because you can go anywhere outside and make anything a holodeck now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah. That's going to be a need.
Yeah. Day one, don't worry. You know, it's like, you know, I can honestly say, hey, Brian, you're getting all my money.
Yeah.
You know,
you can have it. You can have it all.
Yeah.
Oh, the horse. I'm looking forward to Kirk's horse. And I'm looking forward to, oh my gosh. Picard's the fish tank. That.
Yeah. Look. The old Livingston.
Yes. Yes. The Jellico. You okay, sweetie Tweety?
The one thing, if I could go back and tell 8-year-old me that I'm going to own a toy horse, okay, because I used to make fun of my cousin playing with her Barbie horse, 8-year-old me would not believe me. So
yeah, well, everything's changed. I feel like in a way, but in the best way possible. Oh, yeah. I'm regressing back into childhood. but like my love and passion for toys like really, really sparked and like went off the chart. Like I said, it really started like about four years ago. And I mean, it's like I'm just like way too excited about all of it. And I just don't even know where to start or begin because I want it all and I want to figure out what to do with it all these amazing toys. So, and I just feel like a sense of urgency to scoop up everything now.
So would you, aside from fingerboards and skateboard paraphernalia and such, what's one thing you collect that, you know, would surprise people?
Ooh, let's see. So besides the fingerboards and skate stuff that, let's see. Well, I mean, I collect toys. I collect toys now. I didn't always have an opportunity, you know, growing up, I wasn't always able to just go to the store and get, you know, the toy that I saw and that I wanted. Just didn't, you know, that wasn't realistic. And it was like that. But things are, you know, different now. And you know, going, I don't really know how to speak on it. Like, I'm humbled, and it's just more so a blessing that I'm able to acquire these things now.
No, I get it.
I guess maybe that's where it's coming from, is the ability of never being like really able to in the past, and then, you know, now having you know, a little bit of freedom, you know, from, you know, just making choices. And so I've started to just kind of get, I'm starting to hang them up everywhere. Get the toys here. I found some Skeletors, got all my Star Trek figures. Got McFarlane I'm trying to start collecting. I do have a bunch of tech decks as well.
I love that Mego Bizarro.
Oh, yes, I've got a Mego Bizarro.
That's a good one.
Oh, I also have a Mego. This one's a cool one I found the other day. I found a Mego Nosferatu.
Ooh.
Yes. Glows in the dark.
Yeah, I like that.
He's really cool. And, you know, of course, I do love some Doom.
Doom is my favorite Marvel character.
Oh, he's so cool. But I've got this. I'm scared to open this. Whoop, here we go. I'm not used to the horizontal camera, so I don't know how to show anything. But yeah, I've got that. I'll be opening at some point when I'm a little braver, and I'll set him up. Probably film something.
There you go. Yeah,
I got Batman yesterday.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
This is one of the new ones. The No Man's Land Batman.
Yeah.
And then also the Troika Batman with the really long ears. I got him. Here he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his ears are really long. I got him holding up Casey there.
Kind of doing the swear to me thing.
But, but, you know, I don't have a ton of stuff, but I'm very, very thankful for the stuff that I am able to have now, that I've been acquiring and stuff, you know. And
I get it.
I just want to find a way to be able to share it in a fun, entertaining way for everybody, you know. So
that's appreciated. It really is. I mean, you do a good job. I get a kick out of watching your reels when you post them, and especially every now and then seeing that My Figure Universe sticker go by, I go, oh, there it is.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I would tag you in all of my content that shows the sticker every time, and I don't mind doing that, but I think I've irritated some people before just from over-tagging, and it's like, I'm not trying to get your attention. I'm just trying to have your name there because it's on my video, that's all.
I get you 100%, and no, I mean, it's fine. I know I don't mind the tags, and I also don't mind the no tags. I'm very, I'm fine with it, you know, either way.
I've always been about making sure that the right people get the credit, because, you know, a lot of, like, even when I was experiencing the growth on TikTok and gaining, I have like close to 180,000 followers over there, and I lost my train of thought, honestly.
No, it's fine. I was concerned. I was making sure I didn't, my internet signal dropped for a second. I was concerned. I understand not wanting to tag people. Sometimes I feel like, you know, like I tag too many people. Like, I tag Nacelle all the time, and I'm always sharing their stuff. But fun fact, they're tagging me first. That's so cool. I don't feel so bad. Like, okay, well, I was like,
you're a major support though, and like, my goodness, you're so incredibly knowledgeable. Like, I want to hear your podcast, you just talking about Star Trek, so I can learn more, because I by no means know
the problem with that is
about Star Trek, but I love Star Trek. So I'm excited that I'm with a Trek expert over here, and I want to listen to the next episodes where you like can really dive deep into it.
Well, the problem is eventually I'm gonna say, oh, I know this and this and blah blah blah. There's always gonna be somebody that knows more than I do. Or I'm gonna say something that's wrong, and it's like
it's Qui-Gon Jinn, you know, there's always a bigger fish.
Exactly. it's like I like tagging people. I like, that's why when I share people's stuff in my story, it's, I want people to see other things. I love getting the messages. Every now and then I'll get a message from somebody, you know, like, thank you for sharing this. I'm getting so many more likes or so many follows. I'm learning more about these people. I'm finding people in the community because of you. And that's what I wanted to do. That was my goal from day one. It took me about 6 months to get a solid flow for people to understand that I'm not sharing your stuff to get the views. I'm sharing the stuff so you can get views.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted. I mean, I don't know, from the very beginning, that was all this was about. And I thought,
when the heart's in the right place, everything lines up, and it will. And that's just how it goes, you know. And now my thought has cut back what I was talking about. Sometimes I go blank, and I apologize. And over on Talk, there was some influencers that came to me and, like, you know, messaged me, and there was a lot of talk and excitement as to what, you know, oh, you know what, this is going to be great. I can get my friend's names out there now because of this person's influence. This person has 16 million followers, and yeah, this is a true story. One of them, I won't give a name, but 16 million, and he gave me his time, and that was very nice. And but so many people out there talk and say what they're going to do, but then they just don't do it, and they just disappear. And I've always been somebody that follows through with everything that I say and I do. Like, if I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And it's as simple as that. And so I've found over the past few years, especially since my audience has been growing over on TikTok, is that a lot of the big people up there, they're only in it for themselves.
Yeah.
100%. And so they get what they get from you, and then they go away. And that's what happened to me. And I never even got any real exposure, which is fine. But I say that to say I'm somebody that likes to follow through, and so I want to, you know, I want to try to get the names out there that deserve to be heard. Well, the people that are doing the work that make the boards, you know, when I'm not making a board, if I'm, you know, making a video for Nice Fingerboards, my friend Nick Dimer has an incredible company, Nice Fingerboards, that he started up. And very, very cool. And if I can get, you know, his name out there in like a positive way and get people to look, then, you know, that's cool. That's really what I'm here, is to just to bring, you know, you're boosting a signal, and like I'm over here, and that's what I've been about, is not trying to boost myself, but trying to boost the ones that have that. Of the stuff that I use and that I enjoy, and trying to boost them up.
And I can appreciate that.
So, and I appreciate you. I love this sticker. I love my sticker on my quarter pie. I've got my Figure Universe sticker right there. And so you said you don't mind tag. Maybe I will just tag you every time comes across a vid. Comes across in one of my clips. But
I've had quite a few fingerboarders start following me, and
that's cool.
Well, it is cool. I'll be honest with you. I don't like not all their stuff. I don't know.
Vibe with
not I everything. Understand. Yeah, not everything resonates. So it's like they may not get a follow back, but I'm gonna give them some love. You know.
No, I understand, and it's yes. You have to you know, of course, use due diligence when following anyone, and I try to do my best research behind anybody before I just go to follow. But
oh yeah, it's you never know when somebody's real. Like yesterday, my wife was like, "Oh hey, this Star Trek page started following me. Is it somebody you know?" I was like, "Oh no, they're bots." I was like, it's not even real." I said because it's a page I have followed and they have unfollowed and followed me 84 times in the last month.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, just ignore it, you know? And, you know, like I'm always appreciative of a good follow. I love it when I get a celebrity follow. I think that's great. That shows that they have looked over my stuff. They know I'm doing things that are positive. I'm not out to get anybody. I'm not out to hurt anybody.
It, like I said earlier, you know, it comes down to the heart. When you got a good heart, you know, it's going to resonate with everyone. And what people don't realize is that transit, it goes all the way up. You can reach anyone. You can reach anyone if your heart is in the right place.
Yeah.
Period. All you have to do is just be yourself, be real, and do what you love. Do what you love, do what you're passionate about, and those things will start to surround you, period.
I agree 100%.
Started surrounding me. I love it.
I want to tell you, I love your backdrop, the behind you to your left. I'm not really sure if it's like vinyl or it's brick.
My bricks.
Yeah.
I've got some bricks there, and I have some rainbow bricks over the rainbow bricks over here.
Oh, I dig it. I like it.
Oh, whoa. Here we go.
We've got a lot of rainbow stuff around here too, but a lot of it was my son's. But I'm hoping that this goes well. I'm hoping that people will tune in. I'm hoping people will, you know, listen. And
I hope so. I mean, I'm thankful for sure to be here and be a guest. This is way too cool. But I hope at least there's some stuff that could be pulled from this that could resonate with somebody out there for sure.
Oh yeah, I want to make sure that you let everybody know how to get a hold of you, like how to follow you, what you're at.
Yes. So I'm very active on Instagram, and everyone can follow me there. It's just at Little Izzy Official. At Little Izzy Official. That's LILIZEY Official.
Now, Izzy,
and it's the same across the board, too. No pun intended.
Now, but, IZ is short for Isaac.
Yes, my dad has actually always called me IZ, and okay. My name is Isaac, and but he's always called me IZ, and he's always signed it IZEY. My name is spelled ISAAC, but he's always signed everything IZ, and it wasn't until a while back that clicked with me, and I was like IZ. Yeah, that's my name.
I dig
and
it.
The LIL is surprised me that it's gotten so much confusion actually, because people don't know what it is. It's like Little Wayne. It just means little. But because I'm like in the Fingerverse, you know, and I call it the Fingerverse, is everything's miniaturized and small, and I love it. I want everybody to be a part of my Fingerverse, and get in on the craziness. Get yourself a fingerboard. It's a lot of fun. just loosen up a little bit.
You need your logo that says My Fingerverse.
Yes, My Fingerverse. You're My Finger Universe and the Fingerverse.
Branding is important. It was, you know, when I was trying to think of what to call my page, I didn't want to put the word Star Trek in it because, yes, I'm going to focus on Star Trek, but I want to leave it open. Like, there are other things that I like. There are other figures that I like, and that's like the other figures from Nacelle. You know, I love them. Mm-hmm. I may not have them, but I'm going to support that, you know, and it's like, you know.
Yeah.
And I have a crap ton of Star Wars figures and
yes,
Jay and Silent Bob. So I have a lob of Kevin.
I saw Jay and Silent Bob Potato Head actually earlier today. Really? I did not know they made a Potato Head Silent Bob.
Speaking of weird toys you didn't know existed, we were out shopping yesterday and we found a Transformers Optimus Prime Bop-It.
A Bop-It?
A Bop-It. You know,
Transformer.
Like Transformer.
That is a strange one.
I was like, that's a weird one.
Wow. Did it look like Optimus Prime, or did it still look like a Bop-It?
More like a Mr. Potato Head. Like, that's like, so, imagine that's a Mr. Potato Head wearing an Optimus Prime outfit. If my wife still has the picture, I'll send it to you later.
I want to see that. That sounds...
If nothing else, I'll go to the store and take a picture again. So.
Cool.
But... Well, I appreciate your time. I'm going to wrap this up, at least the recording part of it. And, thank you for being the first guest on the boosting.
So much pressure. Oh, my goodness. I hope everyone enjoys. And be sure to follow My Figure Universe and follow me as well. Little exactly. IG Official. I'm here on Insta. I'm on TikTok. Same
here. All your links will be down below.
Oh, wow. See, this is so fancy. Okay, so I can, I'm here. Boom.
Yeah. Yep. I will make sure they are up there.
You're all awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, I appreciate your time as well. And we will.
I probably said thank you about a billion times today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're going
to. Have you even said thank you once today?
No. We'll turn it into a drinking game or something. So, all right. Well, all right.
Hey, take care.
Yeah, you stay with me, okay?
Yes.